SBS Radio.
Pendengar, bagi mereka yang memiliki keluarga erat, bantuan dari keluarga Anda diberikan secara alami. Namun, bagi yang lain mungkin meminta bantuan dari keluarganya tidak selalu mudah. Rahasia untuk mendapatkan dukungan sering membutuhkan sedikit perencanaan ke depan. Berikut ini rangkuman tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Chen Yuang. Loretta berusia 75 tahun dan terbiasa melakukan semuanya dengan sendiri. Sebagai pengasuh tunggal suaminya yang berusia 81 tahun yang hidup dengan Alzheimer, ia mengakui ada alasan mengapa meminta bantuan kepada keluarganya tidak mudah.
Pride stops us from asking. I do ask if I absolutely have to, and they don't mind doing it, you know, they're pretty good. But I think, you know, that's admitting to yourself you're getting old and you don't manage so well.
Tanya Gavin, seorang pekerja sosial dari Masyarakat Kesejahteraan Australia Jerman yang berbasis di Melbourne, mengatakan kemandirian yang gigih itu tertanam dalam jiwa banyak baby boomer.
Generally, a trait of somebody who's lived all their lives independently and has also looked after themselves independently, which might be a German or European trait, but they definitely do not like asking for help.
Para migran cenderung mengandalkan kemauan anak-anak mereka untuk menawarkan bantuan daripada meminta mereka secara langsung. Anu Krishnan, seorang pekerja sosial yang berbasis di Melbourne, menjelaskan hal tersebut.
They don't directly ask for help, and sometimes they just kind of also feel that they might be putting extra burden on their children, or they may feel hurt that the child is not noticing distress or difficulty.
Contoh tipikal adalah mengeluh tentang sakit dan nyeri daripada meminta untuk dibawa ke dokter.
What they're really hoping is that the children that they're staying with would like, oh, is your knee hurting? Do you think we need to see the doctor? They would just be expecting that to happen because that's what they would have done for their parents when they were younger.
Psikolog Andrea Crane mengatakan, meminta pertolongan dapat menghindari stres dan kecemasan.
When they don't reach for the support that they need, they will might develop depression and anxiety. It's like not having their needs met, so they get very frustrated and very low in mood. Sometimes they presented with anxiety feelings.
Menghubungi orang lain tidak selalu mudah, terutama jika Anda terbiasa menjadi orang yang memberikan dukungan. Crane mengatakan kejujuran adalah langkah pertama.
The very basic communication skill is to just sit there and be as clear as they can and as open as they can, right? Even though it's hard, with the support of specialists or the doctors, to get to the point where they can accept that they need that help and that they can communicate it without feeling that, you know, they're just stepping on boundaries.
Jika tidak ada sifat alamiah Anda untuk meminta bantuan, mulailah dengan berbagi waktu berkualitas secara teratur dengan orang yang Anda cintai, seperti pergi berjalan atau melakukan aktivitas bersama.
The most important thing is that they can find that quality time with their family members to improve that communication, right? So it will be to just try to find that time to spend with them and to just, you know, deal with daily situations where they can.
Anu Krishnan mengatakan pendekatan pencegahan adalah praktek yang terbaik.
For example, a regular medical checkup every 3 months or every 4 months, so the parents don't have to ask to be taken to the doctor, but if it's done regularly, then these things can be addressed before they become big issues.
Keuangan bisa menjadi subjek yang sangat kontroversial bagi keluarga. Banyak migran yang telah tua cenderung mempercayakan tabungan seumur hidup mereka kepada anak-anak mereka dengan risiko kehilangan kebebasan finansial mereka. Krishnan menyarankan untuk mengatur transfer bank secara teratur ke dalam akun Anda supaya Anda memiliki uang secara teratur.
So that way they don't feel like they have to ask their children for their own money, but they do have that financial independence.
Loretta telah mengajak ibunya tinggal bersama keluarganya selama lebih dari 20 tahun sampai akhirnya ibunya meninggal dunia pada usia 91 tahun. Namun ia tidak mengharapkan anak-anaknya melakukan hal yang sama terhadap dirinya.
So at the moment I can still drive, and while I can still drive and get around, that's fine. I haven't made any arrangements for when I can't. I have to be honest.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.